Today we begin a Hard Facts look back at the year. Each day this week we're going to look at a different category of stories from 2021 on the Big Hard Fact. Today we're doing wild and wacky stories, right? So what exactly does the ruling say? We have two very special guests to discuss these stories with me. My first guest is a regular caller to the show. I really enjoy her contributions. So I asked her if she'd like to review the year with me, and she said yes. Joy, welcome to Hard Facts.
Thank you very much.
You have to speak into the mic so that we can all hear you. Is this your first time in a radio studio?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay, Joy. I'm happy to give you a first time experience. Our second guest is a friend of the show. He's been a guest on several topics this year, and every time he's here, he's talking about something very, very serious, which is why today I said, you know what? Let me have you talking about all your serious things that we covered on Hard Facts this year. He's a product management executive. He's a policy analyst. Chief Andy Oboforibo, welcome to Hard Facts.
Thanks for having me.
Let's have a little fun, eh? And Lagos, we want to hear from you as well. Which of the stories we're going to talk about were your wildest stories of 2021? It's your job to give an award to all of these stories. You know, you have to, of course, my guests will nominate their own candidate for the one they think is the wildest story of 2021. And you who's listening get to agree with them or disagree with them, as the case may be. So we've got Joy and Chief. Before we get into it, let me remind Lagos of some of the crazy stories that we touched this year. So we have another guest in the studio with us, Joy. Okay, so we've got two Joys. Are you Joy? And she's Joy. So we have two Joys joining us on Hard Facts. Okay. I don't know what's happening. Okay, six. Which six? On are you supposed to be on Nigeria Info? For 6 p.m. with Rufai. Come and sit here. Joy is the listener who actually listens to Nigeria Info, who will be joining us. We had a different Joy that we almost stole, but we've returned her to her owners, and the real Joy is here. Joy, good to have you in the studio with
Thank
us.
You,
so good to have you join us. We
you.
Always love when you call in. We always love your contributions to the show. So
Thank
I said
you.
I had to have you be a guest. Thank you for saying yes.
Thank you.
Okay. So Joy and Chief, before we get into it, let me remind Lagos some of the crazy stories we touched this year, right? We have the federal government budgeting 600 million naira for security dogs at the airport. Then Lai Mohammed said bandits charging ransom are just like area boys taxing the neighborhood. Thugs used the caterpillar to destroy the E-Colob gate at the Apapa port. And Mechi said people in the Buhari administration are now hiding to steal money because they fear the president. Abba Kyari said he just connected Hush Puppy to a good tailor. Nigeria's Olympians did not have enough jerseys, so they had to wash their jerseys in bathrooms. The National Complex had a leaking roof. Governor Sanwo-Olu told us to keep safe in traffic by winding up. Robbers attacked Buhari's chief of staff's home. Nigerians called President Buhari a medical tourist. Governor Masari of Katsina said Nigeria attracts kidnappers from other countries because our economy is booming. And Lagos State passed a law that could send parents to prison if their children join cults. And we have a commissioner in Anambra State who resigned because corruption in the government was too much for him to endure. Right. So these are some of the headlines that we covered on Hard Facts this year. Now, of all the ones you've heard so far, Chief, which one do you think you're going to award the wildest story? You know,
well, I'm not sure, but I think like the front runners right now are the economic analysis behind the migration of
bandits to Nigeria.
Okay. I think that's up there. And then, of course, I mean, half a billion for security dogs. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's got to be up there.
That's got to be up there, right?
And then, of course, my governor telling me to wind up and I'll be okay.
Mm-hmm. You know, how about you, Joy?
Well, I think almost all the stories are just lined up at to me, very wild.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, because I don't know which one I'm going to pick. I just feel all of them are all wild. Mm-hmm. Like, it is something that we just need to, when I think about them sometimes, mm-hmm. I just sit back and say, is this my country that we are going to bring their security dogs for how much?
600 million naira.
Imagine. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know.
You don't know
we
yet?
We have lot of, all it is just real that.
A lot.
Wide.
Anyways, so let's get into some of the stories. Let me introduce a couple of them, right? So let's start with that Sanwo-Olu one because we're in Lagos. We're all in Lagos together, right? Security was a big issue here in 2021 in Lagos. We saw a rise in road robberies, kidnappings. It got so bad. Governor Sanwo-Olu was asked about it, right? And what he said shocked a lot of Lagosians. He said you should keep your car windows up in traffic to avoid being robbed. He also said that it's people who willingly enter unknown vehicles that get abducted. He said that. He also warned people to stop talking on the phone while walking on the street without being conscious of your environment. And finally, he asked Lagosians to report unknown people in their neighborhood. Now, beyond all of this, he also said that the government was working on getting CCTV cameras on more roads. Now, when we talked about it at the time, some people were like, this is actually really good advice from the governor. You know, as the father of the state, you know, he has to advise his children on how to behave. But I think my first question will be, Chief, what you think about these security tips as they were?
I think, first of all, I don't think anybody needs a governor to tell them, you know, some of these things that he's saying. Mm. And then it just beggars belief from my angle. Like, does Governor Sanwo-Olu really believe that these are the things that are stopping, that are enabling people to rob us in traffic?
Right.
So you wind up and somebody shows up with a machine gun. Will you stay wound up, for example? Let's just use that as an example.
Mm.
You know, then he talks about, oh, don't enter into vehicles you don't know. Sir, I know you may not be aware because you drive around in convoys, but for most Lagosians, public transport requires you to get into a car with people you don't know.
Right.
That's the nature of public transport.
Right.
Most of our taxis, most of our buses, they're not marked.
Right.
You know, there's no special marking for them.
Right.
They're just moving.
Right.
So really, every time a Lagosian goes out there and uses public transport, yeah, they're putting their themselves into the hands of fate. But that's not their fault. You don't blame them. You're blaming the victims here. It's not our fault. It's the government's fault that the taxis and the vans and the downfalls are not properly marked and labeled and registered. It's the government's fault that a one-chance person can operate. Even they were operating on Admiralty Way.
Right.
They were operating on Admiralty Way this year. And Freedom Way in Lekki, the supposed highbrow area. Now, the reason for that is simply that there is an insufficient security presence on those roads, in those neighborhoods. And if there were a sufficient security presence, who born one-chance people to try that? So that's not our fault. That's on government and that's your department, sir.
What do you think about those security tips, Joy?
It's very funny because we are the ones on the road, and we see we are the real people. I don't think he actually knows what's actually happening on the road. And I think maybe his aides are the ones feeding him with all these things, or he just assumes that this is what is actually happening in Lagos.
Right.
You don't have enough vehicles. And most of the times when you drive past, you see people stranded. You know, they just need to get to their home.
Right.
They just need to get to their, you know, either to their offices. And these vehicles are not enough.
Right.
So what do you do?
Right.
And you don't want your bosses to sack you either because you got to the office late. So any available vehicle that comes up, people just hop in. You see people, they don't even know who the person is.
You just hop
mostly
in.
All the Sienna and all that.
Right.
People just want to rush. They just want to either go get home or just get to their offices.
Right.
So I don't think what Mr. Governor is saying is actually the right thing. Because the issue here is we have lots of agberos around us. And this is what the government, the governor needs to checkmate. We have lots of them around. And at every point, you know, whereby where there's a little traffic, you know, which is also needs to work on, the traffic situation in Nigeria is, I mean, in Lagos is so much. And this is when you see these miscreants, they come around to try to, you know, even when you wind up, they ask you to wind down.
Right.
So, and when you don't wind down, they can use anything
to smash your glass, right? Right.
To break your whiskers. So right. what do you do? You need to wind down.
Right.
So that 60 beats to me is not the right thing for him to do. He actually needs to sit down and watch what is actually the problem with Lagos. Do we have enough vehicles? The traffic system, is it being worked on? Mm. And the agri-roads that we have around us, why do we still have them? As because this state is supposed to be a mega city.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't see any mega city that has agri-roads running after vehicles, you know, or whenever there's any traffic, a little traffic jam,
mm-hmm.
you see people coming from, you know,
different directions. You know, yeah.
You don't need that in a mega city. So this is what he just needs to sit down
mm-hmm.
and let his aides tell him the truth, or let him come out
and experience himself. It with us.
Experience it.
Because let's talk 0700-993-993-993. Now, you heard my list, eh? Which one do you think is the wildest story? We've talked about one so far. We'll talk about a couple of others because we don't really have time to get into all of them. But it's a long list. So if you had to give an award to the wildest story out of Nigeria in 2021, which one would it be? Would it be the federal government budgeting 600 million naira for security dogs at the airport? Or would it be Lai Mohammed saying that bandits charging ransom are just like area boys taxing the neighborhood? Or would it be thugs who used caterpillar to destroy the Ekolob gate at their papa port? Or would it be Amechi saying that people in the Buhari administration are now hiding to steal money because they fear the president? Or would it be Abba Kyari saying that he just connected Hush Puppy to a good tailor, that that's the extent of their relationship? Or would it be Nigerian Olympians having to wash their jersey in the toilet because they didn't have enough jerseys? Or the National Assembly complex having a leaking roof, considering all the money that we continue to budget for the refurbishment of that National Assembly complex? Or would it be robbers attacking Buhari's chief of staff home? Because how do robbers get access to where the chief of staff lives, you know? Or would it be Nigerians calling President Buhari a medical tourist? Because they did call the president, because, you know, this administration is very big on no more medical tourism. And Nigerians were like, but our president is a medical tourist. And then the presidency came out to say, no, well, he's not really a medical tourist. You know, when you have a family doctor and he has been a family doctor for a long time, you have to keep seeing the same doctor, you know? Or could it be Governor Masari of Katsina saying that Nigeria attracts kidnappers from other countries because our economy is booming?
Wow.
Lagos State also passed a law that could send parents to prison if their children join cults, and a commissioner in Anambra State resigned because corruption in the government was too much for him to endure. If you were part of a panel and they told you, award one person the winner of the wildest story 2021, who would it be? Which story would it be? Women, call us on 01465 7190 01465 7190. Men, call us on 0700-993-993-993. We've got WhatsApp as well, so join the conversation via WhatsApp 08095975805. Hello. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
My name is Solomon Otumowo. I'm calling from Sulawesi.
Good to have you on the show. Which story would you award the wildest one from 2021?
I would dump my heart for that commissioner who resigned.
Okay.
Because the system is corrupt.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So that would be the wildest story for this gentleman. Thank you for calling. 99.3. Hello. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. 99.3.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
Sandra.
Yes.
Yeah, this is Nedu from Iba.
Nedu from Iba. Turn your radio down, then talk to me.
Yeah. Well, my wildest story is, you know, in the history of Nigeria, I've never seen any government official putting up his resignation. I think I will go for that commissioner.
Who resigned.
Who resigned his position.
Okay.
I mean, he won my heart.
That's your wildest story. All right. 99.3. Hello. Sorry about that. You know, when I was compiling this list, I actually, you know, had a debate with myself. You know, could this be considered wild? But I think, I mean, it never happens, right? So it is a wild story. What do you think of that story, Joy?
Yeah, I think it's actually, yeah, it is.
It makes it to the list, yeah?
Your list, yeah. Because I don't think I've actually seen any official in Nigeria resign I don't know. I can't remember any.
Okay.
Anyways, now, for him to actually resign, which we actually want, some of our leaders we're seeing now, you know, some of them would say, oh, I am not part of this, you know, I'm not really aware. So you should have just resigned. If you say your hands are tied, what do? You resign. But I've not seen them resigning. So him to have resigned,
That's think, something. What do you something. Think, Chief? Yeah. What do you think, Chief?
Yeah, I agree completely. I mean, the fact that this is what we always say we want. Now we finally have a guy doing it. But the interesting thing here, he's not resigning because of his own corruption. He looked around and he knew that he was working with. He said that TV people who here. I don't think they again. I mean, like, and you know, the funniest part of it is that the governor did not say a word.
Yeah.
Like, the governor who appointed him, who he is indirectly accusing of either being a thief or working part with thieves, has never said a word about it.
Yeah. So just accept it. Like, okay, bye.
See, the CMA now there to help.
99.3, hello.
Hi, Sandra.
Hi, how are you? What's your name?
Very well, thank you. This is I'm calling from Vienna.
Good to have you on the show.
Very well, good. My wildest story has to be parents will be imprisoned or punished or whatever if their children
joy is called.
Yeah, because for me, I mean, even in the Bible, it's children that pay for the sins of their parents. So saying that, my child joins the call and
you're
punished
for it.
Like, no, that has to be it for me. Thank you.
That's it for her. Thank you very much for calling. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
Merry Christmas to you. Happiness from Ikorodu.
Happiness, welcome. Merry Christmas to
kisses
you.
Kisses to you, love.
Okay, kisses to you too.
Mine is the wash and wear JC.
Okay.
Wash and wear JC.
Wash and wear JC.
Have a lovely show.
Thank you very much. Happiness, what shall I wear? I haven't heard that in a long time. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. What's your name?
And then to Chief and to Joyce. Happy to hear your voice on the radio. I want all the stories are wide actually, but I will classify the rest under Nigerian political propaganda.
Okay.
Then I will pick that one of the commission. Resign because it's very uncommon in Nigeria here.
Okay, all right. Thank you very much. Thank you so much for sharing your thoughts on the show. 99.3, hello.
Sandra. My own wildest story is, and I earned by force resolution by closing my sovereign one and about to kill my sister. And I killed my sister by force. My sister slept on the line and they died. That's my wildest. And another one, the kidnapping of my just friend, Nnamdi Kanu. The kidnapping of Nnamdi Kanu is my wildest story. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for calling, Comrade Kuboko. I'm very sad to hear about your sister's slumping. That's a terrible, terrible story. And I'm sorry that you experienced that. But before we take a break, we have a break coming up. And I want us to really get into our second wild story. The indictment of DCP Abba Kyari in a U.S. court. Kyari, one of Nigeria's most famous police officers, is accused of being part of a fraud conspiracy with Ramon Abbas, a.k.a. Hush Puppy. The Americans allegedly have evidence of text messages between them, including Hush Puppy asking Kyari to arrest one of his accomplices, and Kyari sending Hush Puppy his account number. Kyari responded to the indictment first by saying that he was only helping Hush Puppy connect with his tailor and pay for an outfit. He later also said he was helping Hush Puppy arrest a debtor, even though debt collection is a civil matter. It's not a criminal matter. By the way, Kyari has been on suspension while a panel set up by the IGP investigates the indictment. The panel has submitted its report to the Police Service Commission. We're going to see what happens next with that story. What was your take on this, on that Abba Kyari matter, Joy?
Of all excuses that Abba Kyari could come up with is that he wants to connect Hush Puppy to Hush Puppy connecting him. He connecting Hush Puppy to a tailor.
Right.
That's of all excuses.
Right.
In fact, I don't know. I think in years to come, when he sits back and he actually reminisces that, is this what I actually thought of? Because nobody will actually believe that. It is the conversations you had with Hush Puppy has to do with you connecting him with a tailor.
Right.
It's funny. This is look at how we are portraying ourselves to the international community. Just imagine they will laugh at us when they are in court, you know, seated over there and say, look at what somebody is saying.
Yeah.
You know, an EFCC
person.
Right.
No, police, actually.
Oh, police.
AKA Super Cop.
Super Cop, mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I can see why he's a Super Cop. Yeah.
Ah, wow. Chief, thoughts?
Yeah, no, I was about to say, because, you know, before this, anytime we hear about Abba Kyari, mm-hmm. you know, Super Cop, the best of the best, and all this PR around Abba Kyari. And now you have this accusation, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's big, right? And
right.
It's huge, it's massive.
Right.
The unfortunately, mm-hmm. the accusation itself was not surprising.
Right.
In the sense that you're hearing that a Nigerian police officer was working with an armed robber or working mm-hmm. with a fraudster. I mean, we just sort of, that's sort of been in the ether for yeah. us. Sort of right. known that yeah. these things happen, even mm. though we've not caught one person.
Mm-hmm.
So the accusation itself isn't the wild and wacky thing.
Mm.
The wild and wacky thing is the response. Because
mm.
if the so-called Super Cop
mm-hmm.
had no idea
mm-hmm.
that this was a stupid defense, then I wonder what's up with the not-so-Super Cops. You know what I mean? Like, if this is the thinking of, you know, okay, if you call three policemen for Nigeria, I'm a carry them there among.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Then what about, like, policeman number 50,000? Like, how does he think? You know? And so that was the scariest part of this whole thing for me.
Let me take a look at comments we have on WhatsApp because we have to take a break very soon. Sandra and panelists, all these stories are wild. The difficulty in choosing one is that Nigeria is sick on all sides. These are the symptoms. So depending on what you want to treat Nigeria for, that becomes the wildest. Sandra, you chose them all well. Engineer Sam in Kirikiri with that. Are you inside Kirikiri? Because that would be a wild story
with
too.
With the Super Cops.
Okay, we've got another message here. Sandra, my wildest story is the commissioner in Anambra State who resigned due to corruption. All right. Thank you very much for your message. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll take more of your thoughts. We'll also take your calls. WhatsApp 080-959-75805. Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili on social media. Don't go away. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. It's 5:34 right now. On today's Big Hard Fact, we're looking back at the year. Each day of this week, we're going to look at different stories. We're going to look at a different category of stories from 2021 on the Big Hard Fact. And today, we're taking a look at the wildest ones. I mean, it's Nigeria. There are wild stories every day. Hell, I almost put a wrong joy on air. That's a candidate for wildest stories of 2021, you know. But on my official list, we had the federal government budgeting 600 million naira for security dogs at the airport. We had Lai Mohammed saying that bandits charging ransom are just like area boys taxing the neighborhood. Thugs used a caterpillar to destroy the E-Colob gate at the Apapa port. Amechi said people in the Buhari administration are now hiding to steal money because they fear the president. Good stuff, huh? We have Abba Kyari saying that he just connected Hush Puppy to a good tailor. That was a story we talked about before we had to take a commercial break. And then Nigerian Olympians doing wash and wear jerseys. Happiness said that was her wildest story of 2021. The National Assembly complex had a leaking roof. It leaked so bad that the complex was flooded. They had to be sweeping away water with parka and broom and mops. And this is a complex that we've budgeted a lot of money to refurbish so many times. Governor Sanwo-Olu told us to keep safe in traffic by winding up. We've talked about that. Robbers attacked Buhari's chief of staff's home. Nigerians called President Buhari a medical tourist. Governor Masari of Katsina said Nigeria attracts kidnappers from other countries because our economy dey boom. Lagos State passed a law that could send parents to prison if their children joined cults. We had a listener who called in and said, that's my wildest, because even in the Bible, children pay for the sins. I mean, parents pay. How does it go? Children pay for the sins of their fathers? But here you have the other way around happening in Nigeria. It's beautiful. And then a commissioner in Anambra State resigned because corruption in the government was too much for him to endure. These are the candidates. Which ones are your wildest? Before the break, we talked about Abba Kyari being the connect between a tailor and Hush Puppy. And we had our guests in the studio talk about it. Yes, we have two guests. One of them is a regular caller. The other one is a regular guest and friend of the show. He's been a guest on several topics. He's a product management executive. He's a policy analyst, Chief Adio Boforebo. Our regular caller is Joy. Joy, we didn't get your surname, though. What's your surname, Joy?
Ibagere.
All right, Joy. And Joy calls the show all the time and has so many opinions on different things. And when we reached out to her and said, we'd love you on the show for this, she said yes. We were also supposed to have Alex on the show with us, but she had other engagements and unfortunately couldn't join us. I was really looking forward to having her on the show as well. But Lagos, you are my most important guest, you and Joy, because you listen and you call and you make sure we have shows every day. That's not a discount, Chief. Chief, you also...
Oh, good.
0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. If you were on this panel, who would you give the award? Who would you give the crown for wildest story of the year? Women, call us on 01465-7190. Share your thoughts on Facebook as well. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3. Hello, thanks for calling us. Hello? Hello? Is anybody there? All right. 99.3.
Hello, good evening, Sandra.
Good evening. What's your name?
Yeah, this is Friday from Ugoleri.
Friday, welcome. Which one is your number one story?
My own is Abba Kyari.
Okay.
You know why? Because of the name we give it to the Super Cup. You know that in Europe, the winner of the Champions League and the winner of the Europa, at the beginning of next season, they play Super Cup. And nobody give attention to that Super Cup because it's not as important as the Europa Cup or the Champions League Cup. That's why, because in Europe, it's just a friendly game. They see the Super Cup as a friendly game. For us to give our Bayari a Super Cup, it just show that he just like anyhow officer. I think you understand.
Friday,
you get where I'm coming from.
I don't get where you're coming from, Friday.
Okay, I told you that the winner of Champions League.
I guess where you're coming from.
You know, they see it as a friendly game.
Okay.
That's to pack up the Euro. They see it as a friendly game.
All right, Friday. Thank you very much for calling. 99.3. Hello.
Hello. Good evening, Sandra.
Good evening. Good to have you on the show.
Happiness of this season.
Same to you.
What I'm choosing is not on your list. How do we do it? Go ahead. Okay. I'm giving the award to the Attorney General of the Federation.
Okay.
Because he said he doesn't know that extraordinary rendition is an international crime.
Okay.
So that's what I'm choosing.
Okay. All right.
I give it to him.
Give it to him. Thank you very much. A kind suggestion there. You know, very great suggestion there. Let's take a look at WhatsApp message. Barrister Sam Eremoshele says, my wildest story of the year is that a whole minister admitted that government appointees are hiding and stealing government money in a country that prides herself to be in a war against corruption. Barrister Eremoshele, thank you very much for contributing to the show. Kehinde from Ijekun says, Nigeria is an interesting country where individuals can just wake up in the morning and decide to have his own republic as long as you have money. Okay, what has that got to do with any of the stories that we have? But thank you very much. Sandra, that Abba Kyari matter sweet paso. Sweet, girl. Sweet. Okay. The wash and wear jersey is more wild with the fact that officials that are supposed to provide them with enough jersey were now threatening to discipline the athletes. Mike from Lekki. The wildest story of 2021 is the rejection of ENSA's Judicial Commission report set up by the Lagos State government. Okay. Sandra, please kindly... that has nothing to do with talking about. All the stories are just something else, but I'll pick Lai Mohammed on bandits collecting ransom. The man never ceases to amaze me with the way he talks. Emeka from Festac with that comment there. All right, let's move on to yet another story, because the thing about hard facts is while you're having a good time, the time is just flying by, right? And another story that I think, you know, has everyone's attention is this Olympics jersey one. 2021 was an Olympic year because COVID stopped it from happening in 2020. But even now that the natural disaster, you know, was slightly under control, we still had man-made disasters almost derail Nigeria's efforts. So our Olympians did not get their kits in time. There was a lot of politics and back and forth, you know, between the Athletics Federation of Nigeria and the Sports Ministry. Basically, there were two factional AFN boards. One board signed a sponsorship deal with Nike, but the minister and the other faction did not recognize that one. So the jerseys and kits were rejected. Meanwhile, we had already collected the money. Anyway, it ended with the athletes not having their kids. We famously saw Chukwuebuka Enekwechi washing his uniform in the bathroom sink. He represented us in short put. He had to wash it because he didn't have a second jersey and he had qualified for the final the next day. We also saw 10 of our athletes be disqualified because AFN failed to ensure that they conducted their out-of-season drug tests. Chief Andy, how did this happen?
Well, the same Nigerian sports debacle every single time, every Olympics, every World Cup. We're always having the same. But the funny thing about this one, like you said, Sandra, these kits were paid for. Nigeria didn't pay for them. We had a deal with it. It was Nike. Nike was also supply. Nike had given us money. And Nike was basically paying us to wear those kits. And it was a contractual obligation. And because somebody in one ministry didn't like the face of the person who signed the deal and all, they sabotaged that deal. They sabotaged it and actually got Nigeria in a bit of trouble, or, you know, contractually for that. But again, no thought was spared for the athletes. You also had the basketball players. The basketball players were the two teams were being sent on all kinds of weird... they were traveling the day before their matches was when they were traveling and they had to go around the world to get there because somebody didn't book the right tickets. You know, it was really terrible. And like one of your I think it was a caller or somebody sent in a message, when they were now threatening the athletes. So like Chukwuebuka, they were threatening him that why did he put the video of himself washing the thing, washing his jersey, that he wants to embarrass. So look, you're already embarrassed. You've already embarrassed yourselves, you know, globally, you know. I mean, you know, it's really terrible. And the worst part about it is like, you know, this is like my 8th or 9th Olympics at this point. And each single time, something like this happens. Like, there's never been an Olympics where Nigeria just went there. There was no disgrace. There was no scandal. The people in the offices did everything they were supposed to do and gave the athletes all the day. No, there must always be something. Question is why?
Joy.
Because when you don't plan, you plan to fail.
That's right.
And we always wash our dirty linens outside. Even though you have problems.
This was a literal washing of dirty linens. Yes. This was literal.
So because even though you have issues in-house, for the fact that you are going out there, that's why I said our leaders are not patriotic. Because you should leave whatever issues you're having. These people have actually qualified amidst COVID and all the other issues.
Right.
Now they've qualified for this Olympic. Why don't you just leave the issues you have at home? Let these people go, represent us. When you come back, you can then settle whatever scores you have. But no, they wouldn't allow that to be. They actually want to show power, show muscle, because that's what we know how to do best here. We like to show muscle. Yes, I'm the one who is in charge. It is not your team who is in charge. And forgetting that there was a contract with Nike, as big as Nike is. And I know Nigeria also has, you know, I'm sure we are paying dearly for this.
Yes.
Because for that contract not to actually go through, that means we actually have to pay for something.
We have to refund the money, right?
Yes.
So, because Nike also is also advertising their product. And Olympic being as big as it is, look at what we did.
Look at what we did.
In fact, I don't know.
Women, call us on 01465-7190. Men, call us on 0700-993-993-993. Hello. Thanks for calling us.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Peter. I'm calling from Victoria Island.
Peter,
good
welcome.
Evening, Sandra.
Good evening. What's your wildest story from 2021?
Greetings to your guests over there.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Peter.
Thank you.
Yeah, can I still speak on the wildest story?
Yes. Which one is your wildest story?
Yes, my wildest story. Mm-hmm. First of all, this story of this incident of this man, Tunde, the NNDDC boss. Mm. Was it this year?
No, it was last year. It was last year.
Oh, it was last year.
It was last
year. That would have been my wildest story. I thought it was this year.
It was last
but
year.
But anyway, let me give it to that brilliant commissioner from Anambra State.
Okay.
I give the wildest story to
him.
Work.
All right. Thank you very much. 99.3. Hello.
Hello, Zach. Nigeria Info.
This is Nigeria Info. Compliments of the season, sir. What's your name?
Oh, I wish you the same, Sandra.
What's your name?
Yes, talking about my story, all of them are wise.
Mm-hmm.
In the sense that you look at the caliber of the people who are making these stories. Mm-hmm. They are leaders
mm-hmm.
of sorts
mm-hmm.
in Nigeria.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to show how we have gotten to a state where our leaders, they don't even think.
Mm-hmm.
They don't even have any sense of reasoning. Look at the statement they are putting out. Then it got to show that they don't have anything to offer us. If people like these who we selected to lead us are making such blatant nonsense, then we are in a sorry state, if I may say so. Thank you. Have a nice day.
You too. Have a nice day. 99.3. Hello.
Hello, Sandra.
Thank you for calling. What's your
name?
Good evening. Good evening.
Compliments of the season. My name is Lota.
Hi, Lota. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Please, I'm here to hear from Golden Penny.
Are you sure you won?
Yes, on Friday.
Did we collect your number?
Yes.
We collected your number. We told you to wait, and somebody waited and collected your number.
Yes.
Okay. If you did, you should get something from Golden Penny. Okay, we'll confirm.
I'm not going to make a call from them. Please tell them to call me.
We'll confirm, and then we'll call
okay,
you.
Okay, my wildest story is this commissioner from Anambra State.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Yes, okay.
Yes, the commissioner from Anambra State that just showed
integrity.
That he's a person of dignity and integrity. That quietly resigned due to corruption and everything. That's my wildest story.
Okay, all right. Thank you very much for calling to share your thoughts. 99.3. Hello. Hello. Yes, we've picked your call. Oh, we've picked your call. What's your name?
Hello.
Hello. Thanks for calling. Turn your radio off.
Good evening. My name is Gloria.
Hi, Gloria. Turn your radio off for me, please.
Okay.
I
want to call in respect of the commissioner of Anambra State.
Okay, that's your wildest story of the year.
I want to give him the crown of honor.
Okay, all right, the crown of
the wildest honor.
Wildest honor. Thank you very much for calling. Okay. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandy.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
Albino.
Albino, good to have you on the show.
Please, I'm sorry, let's talk about it when you know.
Albino, are you a winner of Golden Penny?
Yeah, Tuesday last week.
Tuesday last week, you've not gotten your... That's not possible. We've sent.
I don't know what the league is all about.
It. You've sent it. So, see, we've sent you something, and you see, we've not sent
it. I don't know. Is it the chat card or whatever? I don't know.
I don't know. Click the link now.
Yeah. Wow.
Albino, we're trying to touch you up. You're there doing like a bushman.
Sorry, man.
Click the link.
Sorry, man.
99.3. Hello.
Hello, Sandra. Good evening.
Good evening, sir. What's your name?
Yeah, this is Eze from Odogbolu.
Welcome, Eze.
I dey hear that man for Anambra.
Okay.
You know, say now my brother be that. That's how we do our own.
That's right.
And for that chief, we go enter that assistant of our president. If I see that man, I will give him my word.
Ah.
I'm telling you, that man try. If I see him, I will give him my word. We go last forever.
Okay. All right.
Because that can't play good to go and chief. That place, if you reach there, collect anything you want on your own. Yeah, take care.
Bye-bye. Bye. Thank you very much for calling. All right, let's see if we can take comments off of Facebook. Elias Kelechi says, the thing is, they don't suffer for most of their actions. Michael Tunde says, please keep these records for the youth to remind them of, you know, during the forthcoming election. All right, thank you very much. My wildest story is the Zamfara State Commissioner that resigned to take appointment in Imo State, a woman. This happened? This happened? I don't remember this story, but okay. Sandra, there are some kidnappings happening that occur in Kaduna that are not being reported. My friend's father was kidnapped yesterday while on his way to his brother's Thanksgiving. Oh, wow. Ooh, I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry to hear that. You also go on to say that your wildest story is Abba Kyari presenting himself as a Taylor advisor to Hush Puppy. Bami D, thanks for your message. We've got more messages here. Justine says, Sandra, if these statements were actually made by these people, I'm sorry, I do not have the words to describe the state that we are in. They are actual true statements. Gariba Shehu comparing spare parts sellers to Fulani herdsmen is my wildest story of the year. That story was a bit too serious for me to add to the list of wildest stories, but I can see why you think that that's your wildest story of the year. Zed in Jakande Estate says, Governor Masari's story about bandits choosing Nigeria as a destination for their crimes because the country is booming shows how warped our leaders are in their thinking. All right. Thanks for your message. We've got more people who are sending us message here. Sandra, that's not Alex. No, yeah, that's, I told you now, that's not Alex. Alex is busy. Alex had things to do, unfortunately. Evangelist Adewale says that I'm not sure. Oh, okay. The award to me goes to Nigerian Olympians washing their jerseys because they didn't have extra. It's a big shame for Nigeria to disgrace themselves in the world. Wash and wear jersey, he says. All right. We'll take a final message here. Sandra, all this, your story is like rice, super, what's Jiten? And Indomie. They're all rice family. I don't even know which one to choose. My Jana, wow. All right. Well, it was really wild. It was a wild year, you know. And yeah. so this is what you get sometimes. Let's take another call. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
Compliments of the season.
Compliments of the season to you, too.
My name is Engineer Kundayo.
Good to have you on the show, Engineer.
From Ikorodu.
Welcome.
Well, my wildest story, I have like three categories.
Okay.
It has to do with sports. These are our Olympians.
Mm.
You remember they were banned.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and for some time they were kept waiting,
mm-hmm.
saying that they will probe the ban, whether they will lift it. It was a national disgrace.
Mm-hmm.
And even worse off, the probe, I remember the sports minister saying that he will probe that incident.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, he's the culprit because the minister followed them to the Olympics. And up till now, nothing has been. I said, in the Nigerian way, that's the end of that story.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a national disgrace.
Mm.
Then I also want to talk about the Chief of Horrible. I mean, I want to salute you. I listen to your analysis all the time.
Mm.
You will remember some years ago that 200,000 naira was kept by was kept in a vault in Nigerian Football Association.
Mm.
And it was stolen over the weekend. And they said that they charged the suspects to court.
Mm.
It's more than 5 years now.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure it's tomorrow or so that they will call the case in court.
Mm.
These are my wildest stories.
All right. Thank you very much. Well, the few years ago story doesn't qualify because it's not from 2021. And we are looking at stories from 2021. But it's been real. Thank you so much for being a part of this and having a bit of fun with us on the show. Chief, thank you for, you know, taking time out of your busy schedule to be here with us. Joy, it's a pleasure to meet you. Great to put a face to the voice. Can't wait to hear you on the other side of the radio tomorrow. But thank you so much for joining us. And thank you for sharing your thoughts on the show. Lagos, it's been real. Ariel. We'll do this again tomorrow. But for tomorrow, we're going to focus on politics. So we're going to talk strictly about the biggest political stories of 2021 from January to right now in December. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. You've been listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. We'll take a break and then I'll bring you the news at 6 o'clock. Those were your Hard Facts, Lagos. Good night.